knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Terry, I'll be with you in a second, okay?
Okay.
Well, 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 things are looking up.
Why are you leaving?
That's good, I like that. Listen, cutie, are you alone?
Yes, and let's keep it that way, shall we?
Hey, Mike, I'll take a beer and I'll see what Terry wants. Hi, Terry.
Oh, hi, Jack.
How was the hospital today?
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, it was one thing after another. I mean, there were broken bones, transfusions, knife wounds. I mean, I have never seen so much gore in all my life.
Well, let me get you something to take your mind off all that. What do you have?
A Bloody Mary.
Get your drink.
No, Barley. I'll take care of the ladies' drinks. Honey, just name your poison.
I will if you take it.
Is he a friend of yours?
I haven't had that bad of a day.
Thanks, fella, but the lady's with me.
Oh. What's your name?
Jack.
Shut up, Jack.
Now, about that drink. Would you care to have that here or back at my place?
Okay, fella, listen, I try to be patient because you're drunk, but let's keep... that for? I was about ready to deck him when you butted in.
Oh, I knew that. I did. I just didn't want you to hurt that creep, that's all.
Oh, well, yeah, I can understand that. You know, it probably was good you stepped in before I made my move. You know, nobody messes around with Jack Tripper. You know what I'm... Ah! Sorry, it's just... What's wrong with your tables in this place? Cindy!
Hi, Jack.
I thought I heard someone in here. What a happy surprise to see you.
Oh, well, thank you. I had to return Janet's sweater, and I decided to make some breakfast.
Oh, scrambled eggs.
Scrambled? They're sunny side up.
Do the eggs know that? Look at these poor things.
Help, help, she's hurting us.
Okay. You can make your own breath.
No, I just want some juice.
Oh, it's over. Oops!
You see, that's what I've missed around here is your oops.
Oh. Oh, sorry, Jack.
Good morning.
Morning,
Jack. Why don't you use a plate?
He just can't keep his hands off my cooking.
Hey, Cindy, thanks a lot for bringing my sweater back.
Oh, I hope I didn't stretch it. My arms are longer than yours.
Oh, yeah, you do have long arms.
How was your date last night, Janet?
Well, Jack, I'll tell you, it was an evening of pure magic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I started out with a man, and he turned into an octopus.
How did he do that?
So, how was everything down at the Regal Beagle?
Oh, nothing much, kind of dull.
Hey, Jack, I can't get this open.
Mr. Muscle, hooah, at your service.
Hurry up, Jack.
Good morning.
Hi, Ted. It'll take dynamite to open this thing. Anyway, marmalade's fattening, Janet.
Here you are.
Who asked you?
Well, since you don't like my laughing and you don't like my cooking, maybe you'll like my leaving, Janet.
Wait, what about your breakfast? Aren't you going to eat?
After you threw it in the garbage? No, thank you.
Bye, everybody. Goodbye, Sizen. This marmalade is really good. Thanks for opening it, Terry.
Oh, it's nothing.
That's true, after I loosen it up for you.
Just ignore him. We missed you at the Beagle, Janet.
Huh? I was wondering when you would start gloating about last night.
I'm not gloating, Jack.
Oh, sure, Miss Bionic Wonder Woman here.
What happened down at the Beagle?
Is that all you can think about, Janet, is the Beagle? You know, there's a world out there filled with crises, conflicts, hate, inflation, and all you can think about is the Beagle? Sheesh.
What was that all about?
Me, I think.
Let's go see. Jack! Hey, Jack!
Jack. How come you're so mad at Terry?
Mad at Terry? Hey, I'm not mad at Terry. Why would I? She's so sweet and so pretty and so strong.
Where is she?
Huh?
Hello, beautiful but dangerous. Mike, the bartender, told me all about it. I cannot believe that this tender, delicate little flower contains all that destructive force. So exciting.
You mind telling me what he's rambling about?
Absolutely nothing, Janet.
Chuck, nothing? Chuck, you call it nothing when your own roommate demolishes a masher at the Beagle? With those adorable little fingers.
You did? Oh, well, Terry, why didn't you say something?
It was nothing. What?
That's true.
The guy was defenseless. I mean, he had a drink in one hand and...
And Jack in the other.
What?
Yeah, old Jack here couldn't handle him, so Terry had to come to the rescue. Sorry, Jack, I didn't mean to laugh about it.
Larry, the guy was drunk. You expect me to hit a defenseless drunk?
No, 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 not with your bodyguard around.
Isn't that funny, Larry?
I'm sorry, I can't.
That's it, out. You're going. Bye, Larry.
I know it's not funny, but...
Take care, out.
Can I come back when I stop laughing?
Out. Well, what were you waiting for?
What?
Why didn't you throw him out?
Oh, Jack, you're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not. She's the expert. She could have done it.
All I did was a simple self-defense trick. That's all, Jack.
A self-defense trick?
Yeah, all the nurses down at the night shift had to take a course so that they could defend themselves.
Oh, sure, against muggers.
And doctors.
Well, I'm gonna let the two of you work this one out for yourselves. I gotta get to work. Hey, Jack, you know what I think you ought to do?
What?
Get Terry to show you some of those self-defense tricks.
Bye-bye. Well, if you'd like, you know, I could teach you some of those moves.
Yeah, right, yeah, sure. You teach me, Terry. I was a boxer in the Navy.
It was just a thought, Jack.
Look, I don't need to learn any of these rinky-dink self-defense little tricks.
Fine.
Except maybe one.
Which one?
You know, that one with the elbow you got the guy
with
the door
with? Yeah, that one. Okay, hold your arm out. You grab one, two, left leg step in, you turn around.
Oh, yeah, that's the one, yeah. Can I learn that?
Two.
There you are. Okay. You grab a hand like this and this.
Two. Left leg in.
Over your head and... I... What happened?
I tricked you. I twisted your arm around your back.
Oh, is that where it is?
Now, your grip was too loose and you weren't holding me in the right place, okay? Now, you want to learn one more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Now, grab me around the waist.
I like it already.
Oh, I'm serious. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Because I took it easy, you know.
I like that. That was good.
Are you sure?
Hurry up! Hurry up! What are you waiting for? There's no time to lose!
Mr. Furley, what's the matter?
Oh, it's awful! Big guy, little guy! Bam, 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 bam!
The nose! The eyes! This is awful! I can't look!
Mr. Foley, would you calm down? Your last big deep breath. You're not making any sense. Deep breaths.
That's it.
Calm down. So it's calm, calm, calm.
Well?
Take care of it.
Hey!
This will teach you punks not to mess around with us law-abiding citizens. We're fighting back.
He's got a gun, Jack.
Oh, my God. Here.
Terry, quick, call the cops.
Right.
I am the cops. Detective Bowles, robbery division. Thanks to you, the guy who just robbed the gas station got away. I'm taking you in.
What?
Don't worry, officer.
I got him covered.
Little Jack. Sorry, I don't mean to cough in your face and spread germs. I'll tell you what. Why don't I stand in the no smoking section over here?
No, you're standing in his spot, my man.
Terribly sorry. Excuse me.
Now you're standing in his spot.
Didn't see him. Excuse me.
Now you're in his spot.
So what? I can handle him.
He's holding it for me.
Gotcha.
That spot, you can have it.
Well, thank you.
For a price. That watch ought to do it.
My watch?
Hand it over, new boy.
Well, you see, this cost me, it's got a little sentiment.
Oh!
That's just...
You ain't gonna haggle with me, are you?
No. Here you are. Keep the change. Excuse me for 1 minute, will you, fellas? Nothing personal. Excuse me a second.
Help! Robbery! Get me out of here! Help!
Keep it down.
Listen, you gotta get me out of here. I don't belong here.
Should have thought of that before you beat up Officer Bellows and took away his gun.
Listen, fellas.
Hey, Big Eddie. Here's your watch. I wound it for you. Did you really beat up that big cop?
Who, me?
Butt me.
It's so weak it caught me off guard. All right. Now we're going to lay down some ground rules, you understand? First, this is the ground, right?
Whatever you say.
Okay. Gum me.
Gum me?
Give me some gum. Gum the man. Gum the man. Make it fast, man.
Are you really going to book that guy, Tripper?
You bet. He's going to do time for what he did to me.
Now, that's just your temper talking. He's not a criminal. He just made a mistake.
He interfered with an officer and helped a criminal escape. I'm throwing a book at him.
Right this way, Mr. Furley. We're here for Jack Tripper.
I demand the habeas beans and a corpus delinquent.
What?
Or vice versa.
Can we help you, lady?
May we see Jack?
Just for a few minutes. He's down there.
Thank you.
I'll go, Terry. This may not be a pretty sight.
You're not going to keep him locked up, are you?
Talk to him.
You're not going to keep him locked up, are you?
Sit down and shut up. Is that as fast as you can move? What do you want?
Jack, prison has changed you. You've become so mean and hard.
Mr. Furley, what are you doing here?
I came to help.
That's wonderful. How do you feel?
Shh. We don't want the bulls to hear, so talk without moving your lips. The way I am.
What's up?
What?
What's up?
Oh. We're trying to get you out of here.
What?
Say, is he your lawyer?
No, he's my landlord.
Oh, you know, either way, you're in trouble.
Hey, do you mind? This is confidential. So why don't you just buzz off?
Buzz off? Is he talking to me?
You're just lucky you're behind those bars, Paul.
Take it easy, Big Eddie.
What are you in for, anyway?
Oh, nothing much. I threw my landlord out the window.
I'll visit you every week, Jack.
Mr. Farrell!
Officer, Jack didn't mean to hurt you.
No?
No. He just thought he was doing a good deed.
Regular Boy Scout, huh?
Oh, come on, Bellows. It sounds like the truth to me.
It is, and it's so hard to tell the difference between cops and crooks these days. I mean, without uniforms.
She's got a point, Bellows.
Well, it's very hard to say no to a pretty lady like you.
Oh.
Let me think about it.
Oh. Jack?
Jack! Hold it!
Well, gosh, aren't you all sweet?
Janet?
Oh, yeah, right. Look, Jack, I heard what happened. And don't worry, we can get you out of here right away.
How?
Well, the law says that they have either got to book you or release you.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So you have to stand up for your rights now, Jack. You see, if they haven't booked you by now, that means they don't have a case against you. So if you make enough noise, they are going to have to let you go.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll sue them for false arrest, wrongful imprisonment, and unreasonable cruelty. I can make a million.
Oh, Jack, now you're talking.
You bet I am. I'm tired of being pushed around.
Good for you.
Officer Bellows here.
Terry, you stay out of it. I can handle this. Bellows! This is a phony rap and you know it.
Take it easy, Tripper.
Don't tell me what to do. I know my rights.
No, no, son, just cool it.
You cool it, Flatfoot.
Flatfoot?
Look, book me or release me. You hear me, goons?
I hear you.
Book him. Book him.
You heard him.
Come on, big mouth.
But you promised to let him go.
He what?
That's what I've been trying to tell you. He was going to release you.
He was going to release? Thanks a lot,
Janet.
I'm so sorry, Jack. Officer, please. This isn't his fault. No, this is entirely my fault. You see, sometimes I have a very big mouth.
She's right. She has a very big mouth.
Book him.
That's it. I'll have a record. I'm finished. No one will hire me. My career is down the drain.
I know.
What's so funny?
I just thought of something.
What?
They're going to get a big kick out of this downtown.
Why?
Well, when they find out that a little pipsqueak like that beat you up.
Wait a minute. I'm not a little pipsqueak. I mean, I admit that my voice rises when I get
That's
excited.
That's right. This little pipsqueak beat up that big gorilla. I saw the whole thing, pal.
Terry, she loves to exaggerate.
So what? It's Jack. You laid him out like an old blanket.
Terry.
When the other cops hear about this, they are going to razz him like crazy. But you'll get used to it after a while.
No, she's right. I'm guilty. I confess I did it. A little pipsqueak like me destroyed an Incredible Hulk like yourself.
I wouldn't say destroyed.
Oh, I would. I laid you out like an old blanket.
This ain't gonna look too good for you, Bellows.
Well, the kid came at me from behind.
No, actually, I was facing you. Little me against big you.
You know, like David and Goliath.
Or Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, Jack and...
Sure you want to do this, Bellows?
Well...
I deserve no mercy.
Look, Trevor...
I'll make it up to you. I'll tell everyone what I did.
Everyone?
Yes, I'll give a statement to the press apologizing for creaming.
That won't be necessary. Since this is your first offense, I'm willing to let you go this time.
Thank you. Oh, that's wonderful.
You don't know how much I appreciate this. I really...
Just go before I change my mind.
Come on, girls. Come on. Let's go before the man changes his mind. Officer Bellows, I just want you to know that I will never, ever trouble you again. I... Go easy on her, officer. It's her first offense. No, look, I don't care what you say. I learned one thing today, and that is never get involved.
But, Jack,
No, from now on, I won't get burned if I mind my own business.
Well, I fixed the sink. All it needed was a couple of new pipes.
Thanks, Mr. Furley.
Who are you? Oh, it's Jack! I didn't recognize you without your bars.
That's not funny, Mr. Furley.
How's everything going, Mr. Ex-con?
Mr. Furley, he's not an ex-con, okay?
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind renting to an ex-con.
Well, that's what I told Big Eddie. In fact, he's coming over here to see you any minute now.
Big Eddie! You did! Get out of my way!
Jack, it's an emergency. You gotta help me.
Forget it.
Jack!
I'm sorry. I'm not getting involved, and that's that.
All right, thanks a lot, pal. I guess I'll just have to handle it myself.
Wait, Larry, wait. Hang on a second. Larry, wait. Gosh, are you really in trouble?
Trouble?
Uh-huh.
The worst.
Jackie is your friend.
Forget it. I'm not getting involved with other people's problems, and that's it.
But, Jack, this is... Okay, Larry, I mean, if he won't help you, I will.
Nah, it'll only make things worse.
Why? Because I'm a woman?
Of course. Then I'd be stuck with three girls. You and the O'Donnell twins.
My friend needs me! Larry!
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.